WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The movie Tune In Tomorrow has just come out on home video. It's an adaptation of Mario Vargas Llosa's novel Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter. Critic Owen Gleiberman says the reason for renting this one is definitely the scriptwriter.
Comedies are rarely in short supply. But a movie with a genuine comic vision, one that reshapes the way we see our lives, comes along once every couple of years, if we're lucky. Tune In Tomorrow is a sublimely funny and romantic movie, one that draws you away, ever so gently, from reality. It's set in New Orleans in 1951 and has three main characters. Keanu Reeves plays Martin, a 21-year-old college kid who works at the local radio station. Barbara Hershey is Julia, his scandalous 36-year-old aunt by marriage. She's just returned to town after 20 years, and Martin is nuts about her. Peter Falk is Pedro Carmichael, an infamous creator of radio serials who's hired by the station to boost its sagging ratings. The soap opera Pedro cooks up is a hilariously tasteless schlock melodrama from hell. It centers on a brother and sister who are passionately in love. Falk does a terrific turn as the mischievous, foul-mouthed Pedro, who hates Albanians and lives for his trashy art.
I want your souls to enter those microphones and emerge like ghosts in the homes of our listeners. There's an army of them out there, groping blindly, toiling in the darkness, waiting. For what? For you! For your incandescent, brilliant, palpitating talent to light up their miserable, impoverished, dull, and worthless lives!
Before long, Pedro starts to manipulate Martin and Julia's relationship so they'll provide fodder for his soap opera. He pulls them apart and pushes them back together. The movie cuts back and forth between their roller coaster romance and the soap opera it both mirrors and feeds. Here's one of their typical boy meets girl squabbles.
Julia.
Yeah?
These last weeks, well, I want you to know that, well, that I think that I'm beginning to fall in love.
Hold it.
What?
A bad attack of mood is what? Just send home the violinist, will you? Just turn up the lights.
God, you're obnoxious. I don't know why I even bother. Jesus.
Why do you guys do this?
Do what?
Why do you always think you have to be filthy to be sincere?
I'm sincere. I'm not filthy.
You're sincere and you're poor. It's the same difference.
Listen, if you're happy, it doesn't matter how poor you are.
Oh, you fell for that one too, huh?
A scene or two later, Martin is overhearing his own words on the radio. With its comic merging of reality and illusion, Tune In Tomorrow sometimes recalls Woody Allen's The Purple Rose of Cairo. That movie said life is drab and pop culture makes it bearable. Tune In Tomorrow captures something subtler and more magical. It's about how even the most vulgar pop fantasies enable us to experience our lives as drama. Hershey and Reeves have a playful chemistry. And Falk steals every scene he's in as the outlandish Pedro, who rhapsodizes about his soap opera as if it were Shakespeare. The fun of the movie is that it's in agreement with Pedro. Tune In Tomorrow is an impish act of cinematic gamesmanship. It's occasionally a little precious, but it casts a spell.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.